But I don't. Yeah, there was the pleasure, of course, the pleasure. Now that's a really dodgy name for a playground, but the playground at the bottom of North Street was called the Pleasure, and I think it still is. And they had, I think, three swings and a bit of grass, and that was it. And we used to go down there in the summer and play cricket or football and just hang around. And even on a wet Sunday afternoon, I remember, just to break up the day, myself and my friends would go down there and just wander around. As I say, easily pleased in those days.
Well, it was on the Pleasure. When there was air raid on, all the kids from the school, All Saints School, had to go down there for the air raid shelters. And we had to stop there until it finished, all clear.
And were they down under the ground, or...?
They were so far. There was a hump, probably as high as that fridge, 3 foot. But there were steps going down into them, like. Oh, yeah.
Was there light in them, or...?
Yes, there was. Yeah, there was a light in them,
So what, the air raid warning would go off, you'd all...
From the school.
From the school.
All go down there. And right into the air raid shelter. I think there was two air raid shelters down there.
And how long would you stay down there?
Till you get the okay. It must have been 3/4 an hour or something like that.
And old school work stopped then, presumably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Pleasure Day is called the Pleasure Day because, of course, it's held on the bit of ground known as the Pleasure. In other places, it would just be called a Fun Day or something like that. But I think the Pleasure Day is far more locally appropriate. The Pleasure Day was started, I think, following a rather uncomfortable meeting that the police had called, in which basically all the people there were being asked to give names of young people who were causing problems, so that those people could be given ASBOs. And there was quite a lot of consternation at this. And near the end of the meeting, I stood up and said, I think part of the problem around here is that half of us don't know the other people's names or even anything about them. So what we ought to be doing is trying to have some sort of a community event for all ages in which everybody gets to know each other just a little bit. And that was 2004 or something like that. So the Pleasure Day has been going for around about 10 years now. And it started off just with a group of people who got together and saying, well, what things can we do between us? And so there was music and there was food and there was drink and there was a coconut shy and a bouncy castle, all the usual things. And it was a fantastic success. And as time has gone on, more people have joined in. Others, of course, have dropped out. And it's become a regular event. I think only 1 year was missed because of rain. And it's generally now become really part of the social calendar in Castlefields. And particularly on a good day, sunny day, you get a lot of people there, a lot of people lingering, talking, chatting, having fun, having a good drink, and then lots of people as well, which is lovely, helping to clear up.
This was my stomping ground, so to speak. So we would either be playing football here with my fellow school colleagues, or we would go back onto Sydney Avenue, yeah, and play onto the big green area there. Well, down here at the time, yeah, I was actually shocked when I came here today, because they've since put in this sort of Prima Play sort of football pitch in. And one of the first things I said to my son when we arrived here today, oh, there used to be a climbing frame there and three swings, and it was always the first person to sort of get their dibs on one of the swings. Or was it two swings? I think it was only two swings, actually. Yeah, it was two swings and a climbing frame, and that was it. But that was enough. That was all we needed. And we had a couple of goal posts, where we pretty much where we stand now, where we could play football. And obviously things have sort of moved on a little bit now.
Yeah.
But yeah, fantastic play area. And of course, sometimes I would go and have a game of tennis just at the back of us. And also had a touch on the old balls as well. So I used to play a bit of balls when I was younger. Found out that I was quite rubbish at it and gave that up and tried to do something else. Castlefields is a fantastic area, and it looks, by what I see today, that there is a fantastic sort of networking community feel about the place as well, which is something that I remember quite fondly from my adolescence as well. So it's nice to see that carrying on.
Well, I used to come down here and watch him when Yamo and Twyford and all them used to play. And they used to play on the top green. No young lad was allowed to play on the top green. And the other had to play on the bottom. Now, there were that many down here. Now, Yamo, he used to work at the gasworks. He used to come here straight from work, because if he went home for his tea and come back, there'd be no room on the green for him to play. So he used to have his game and then go back home for his tea. And that's how he came about. And then I said, I just got playing in on the bottom green. And that's as far as it went then.
How many teams have you got?
We've got one on a Monday night, which plays in the Summit League, which is goes to Birmingham, Wolverhampton. We've got two on a Monday night, which is in the Orcs League. And we've got two on a Tuesday night, which is in the Reserves. And we've got one on a Friday night, which is in the Premier. And we've got one here on a Friday night, which is in the Shrewsbury League.
And is it all men?
It's all men. Oh, we don't have no women
There's
here.
There's no women?
No, no women here. No.
Is that ever likely to change?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
And can you remember the tennis courts being used a lot?
Oh, come on. Especially when Wimbledon week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what, people get
couldn't move on there. They were queuing up to get on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said we don't bother them now. It's a short council there. And
did you play tennis yourself?
No, I don't play tennis. No, bloody, they were 82.
The other thing is, you were a bit of a footballer, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
You had a trial for Everton?
No, I didn't have a trial. I signed for Everton. And they kept sending me forms. I was in the army. And by the time they got to me, it was a Friday. But before that, I was Shropshire, Shropshire, Worcestershire. Then I got picked as reserve for England boys. And